Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio. It's an absolutely gorgeous sunny day in Ludlow today, and I'm very excited because I'm here at the Ludlow Food Festival and chatting to the events manager, Hannah James. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
So, perfect weather conditions, because it was a bit wet yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. We got plenty of cover, though, so no one got too wet. But yeah, it's gorgeous and sunny today. The castle looks amazing. Yeah.
So, how long does it take to organise an event like this? I mean, this is huge. It's been going for a number of years now, but it's getting bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we're the longest running food festival in the country. Normally each year just rolls on to the next, but obviously with COVID and the pandemic that stopped, so this year we've pulled our fingers out and just cracked on a bit quicker than normal. But yeah, it's good. We're all up and running, got plenty of visitors, lots of nice open space as well, so more room for people to move.
I bet it's so good to be back after having to cancel everything last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've got loads of volunteers. We have about 150 volunteers who come and help us over the weekends. We've got our little festival family back together. It's brilliant. We love it.
And there's so many demonstrations and things like that going on during the day, isn't there?
Yeah, there's loads. We've got three demonstration stages. All the talks and demos are free, so once you've got your entry ticket, you can enjoy loads of things. We've got Brompton Cookery School doing free demos. We've got talks, we've got tastings, we've got a fire stage. There's loads to do.
And I'm hoping a few tastings are going to come my way as well.
Bring an empty shopping bag and a loose belt, I think, and then enjoy yourselves. Yeah, it's brilliant. We love it.
Now, it's Sam, isn't it?
It is, that's right.
And you're from Outside the Box.
Yes, a children's cookery session.
So you're doing these cookery sessions with the kids all weekend long. Just tell us what you're making.
Okay, so this weekend we're going to start with banana pancakes. And at brunch time we're going to do build your own wraps, followed by spinach burgers and pita breads in the afternoon, and topped off by a berry crumble.
Well, this is where I'm going to spend all of the festival, I think, right now. Are you finding a lot of kids are taking up cooking these days?
Yes, yeah, and all of our recipes are vegan and vegetarian, so anybody can enjoy them and anybody can get involved. But yeah, it's great to see all the kids cooking and all the parents getting involved with them and then trying new things. Brilliant.
It has been a great turnout as well today, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're really fortunate. I think everybody's really excited about getting back outside, and particularly the children, and doing things that are a bit of normality.
So I'm here with Scott from M&M Ices. Scott, I mean, it's a beautiful day for ice cream today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic day, yeah. We're really good at Ludlow Food Festival outside the Ludlow Brewery. It's really good.
It's been a bit of a washout, though, this summer, hasn't it, really? I mean, the weather's not been as good as previous years.
Yeah, it's funny. All seasons are changing now. It's not like it used to be, so the seasons are stretched. Sometimes in October it can be really nice, but here September has been brilliant at the moment, so yeah.
I bet it's great to come out to things like this, isn't it, after the year and a half of lockdowns.
It's so nice to see people out.
Yeah.
It's really good to see people out and enjoying themselves just and being safe doing it as well, so it's nice, yeah, loving it.
I'm with Nick now from Origin Pizza. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad at all. So tell me about your business. How long have you been going for?
Just over a year now. Sadly, we got the start just at the beginning of lockdown. Kind of got rid of the old job, wanted to do my life passion and start my own business and be a street food trader. And sadly, 2 months later, lockdown kind of happened. So we had to adjust. We started doing takeaway for the people of Hay and Why, who were really accepted us and really got us started, and we had a nice loyalty there.
It must be so good to be able to get out there finally. As you say, you started your business up and then you were forced to change things around, and now here you are as part of a festival.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just great seeing faces again and actually getting out and meeting new people, spreading the brand around a bit, people starting to see us and follow us. And it's been great today because we've had some locals from Hay who've actually followed us down here and come some beers and get a bit of pizza.
Let's talk about your pizzas then, because you're not just doing bog standard pizzas here, you're doing something very different, aren't you?
Yeah, we put a bit of grind and effort into it, but it is worth it. We do basically a Naples-ish style wood-fired pizza. It has quite a long prove time of 3 to 4 days, sometimes longer if we can, but unfortunately we're selling so much of it we can't really can't do it for any longer. But it is going well, and we do try and make sure that we use the best toppings. We use our lovely local greengrocer in Hay and Why, who are on Castle Street. They're fantastic. Highly recommend for anyone who wants to go to Hay. And then we use the best Amazon tomatoes, because sadly in the UK we don't have a volcano to grow them on the side of, so we import them, but they are fantastic.
Nikki from Carters of Ludlow.
Hi.
So what are you doing here today as part of the Ludlow Food Festival?
We are doing the Battle of the Bangers. It's the three local butchers in Ludlow, so there's ourselves, Wolves and Griffiths. We've all got our own sausages and we are now cooking them, and people are voting for what they want is the best, or think is the best.
Well, people are coming back for more, which is always a good sign. It must be great to be a part of an event like this after the year and a half we've had.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And ourselves, we've not done the competition for about 5-6 years because we've only just had our shop open for the last 4 years. So it's just nice to be back and enjoying the environment.
Tell us about the different sausages you've got then.
Our sausage this year is one that my husband David has created. It's our locally sourced pork with our sausage seasoning, and then we've put into it a Mediterranean theme. So we've got sun-dried tomatoes, feta cheese, garlic, thyme and paprika.
Henry from Clotton Hall Dairy, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So you're doing loads of different stuff here today, aren't you?
Yeah, so we're doing mainly cream teas. We're doing some cream tea boxes, fresh scones, Cheshire clotted cream, and a strawberry jam. We're also sampling our new range. So we've got Cheshire clotted cream, rice pudding, and fresh luxury custard.
I've got to ask you about the cream teas, because there's always a big debate about this. What goes on first, the jam or the cream?
We're always jam first, because we're producing the best clotted cream there is, so we like to see it on top and, you know...
takes prominence.
Exactly. Pride of place.
And I'm with the guys at Heartsease Farm Cocktails. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, the good news is the sun's shining today, because it wasn't as good yesterday weather-wise, was it?
No, it wasn't great. It was a bit of a mixed bag, but it's definitely looking better today.
So tell us about your cocktails you got here, because you've got quite a few people queuing already for them.
Yeah, so we're actually part of a brand called Radnor Hills. So we do a mix of soft water drinks, soft like mineral drinks. So Heartsease Farm are sparkling traditional lemonade, raspberry lemonade. We've got some fiery ginger beer, and we're basically just teamed up with Ludlow Gin, and we're doing some cocktails with their drinks and our drinks.
Tell us about the cocktails you've got on. I can see a list here.
Yes, so we have got the Raspberry Pitchfork, which is the Ludlow Classic Vodka with some of our British Raspberry Lemonade. Then we've got the March's Muddy Boots, which is Ludlow Rum with some ginger liqueur and Heartsease Fiery Ginger Beer. We then have the Ludlow Gin Sherbet, which is the Ludlow Seville Marmalade Gin and our traditional lemonade. And then a nice little Ludlow Festival Fizz, which is either a citrus liqueur or a damson mixed with some lovely prosecco.
Becky from Live Life on the Veg, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So how's it gone so far? You were here yesterday as well?
We were, yeah. It's a lot busier today. The sun's out as well. There's a lot more energy. Yesterday was very chilled. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Today it's definitely vamped up a little bit.
Tell us about your company then. What do you do?
So we're Riverfield Organic Farmers. We grow organic fruit and veg and we deliver it to your door.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
How long have you been doing that for then?
We've been doing this for 35 years.
Wow. So you've got experience in this.
Our farmers know what they're doing,
yeah.
And they are very, very good at it, yeah.
I'm here with Alison from Ludlow Brewing Company. Hello, Alison.
Hello.
So here we are on this gorgeous sunny day. It's part of the Ludlow Food Festival, and so many people here today.
There are, yeah, no, it's amazing. Busier, far beyond our expectations, I think. So I think everybody just wants to get out, they socialise and live life.
And the Ludlow Brewery here, I mean, you've got so many different beers, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We've got about six, I think.
What seems to be the popular choice today, then?
Popular choice today, as ever, the gold, and Idaho's going well as well. It's quite a new one.
Chris Bloomer coming from the Ludlow Food Festival right here in Ludlow Castle, and I'm delighted to be joined by a lady here who's selling the most fantastic ice creams. Can you tell us a bit about your company, please?
Well, it's the Shropshire Ice Cream Company. We're in Telford, based in Stafford Park, and we make everything fresh. All local produce.
Now, you've got an incredible variety of flavours here. Tell us about some of the unusual flavours you're selling today.
Well, we do lots of sorbets, like gin and orange. We do toffee apple, rum and raisin, which is a big favourite today. We do caramel, coffee, the vanillas, the strawberry, the usuals, just a lot.
So the rum and raisin is the most popular one you're saying at the moment?
Absolutely, made with real rum and raisins, yes.
Wow, and perfect weather conditions for ice cream today.
I would say, unfortunately for me, yes.
Yay!